Just underway the fourth quarter. It's been all Grandview. Onionware, reverse layup is blocked. She gets the rebound back, and we've got a whistle, and Grandview calls a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, Onionware is going to get credited for a miss right there, but I'm going to tell you, she got hammered pretty well. No call, and that's probably fair. I mean, you know, it's a runaway, and she made a good, strong move, but she did get hit pretty hard going
Yeah,
up.
she did get hit hard. 7:38 remaining in the girls' 5A state championship. I was just telling you about Sloan's Tappenberger. Tappenberger at sloaneslake.com. Check them out on the web, and if you're looking for a great place to watch your favorite team, wonderful restaurant, kid-friendly, amazing farm-to-table food, just two blocks south of Sloan's Lake. And they're opening a new restaurant in the family called Senor Bear at 34th and Tejon. Just a heads up on that one. 7:35 remaining. Grandview with possession. Yeah, that's... Grandview with the drive and the ball tipped out of bounds by Lakewood. Grandview will keep possession.
And Grandview's certainly not taking their foot off the gas. I mean, they know that Lakewood has the weapons to make a run. They're not taking the ball out of the air, not by any means.
There's the inbound to Davis, who banks it. No good. Rebound is brought down by Lakewood, but Lakewood cannot get the clean pass. That was Kira Imsbo, who tried to get it to Woodhead, but Imsbo just did not have the angle because, as you said, Grandview is not letting up one bit. There was a miss, and they were still pressuring.
Yeah, it's a shame. You get that stop if you're Lakewood. You can't afford to have the turnover right after the stop.
Underwear, top of the key. She goes left, kicks it out over to Davis for three. That's short. Vigil with the offensive rebound. And Vigil swings it way out high as they will start the offense again with Brown. Onionware drives, dishes, and the ball is stolen. Stolen away by Lakewood under the seven-minute mark. 48-30 is the score. 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter. And there's a layup by Kira Imsbo. 48-32, Grandview with the 16-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Jaden Galloway on the left wing. There's a ball side cut by Vigil, who has the ball swatted away by Imsbo. Imsbo hits the floor hard, and she gets up with a little limp, but Lakewood gets the stop. Now Lakewood needs to come back and get a bucket. When you get a stop like that, you have to take advantage. There's a foul in the paint.
That was a good possession. They worked the ball, they were patient, and they got the look that they needed right inside the paint and drew the foul.
Six minutes and 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Imsbo pulls up, short jumper, no good by Camilla Imsbo. There's a rebound by Onionware. Quick outlet to Jaden Galloway. Galloway up the court. Grandview working it around the perimeter. The ball tipped and nearly stolen by Lakewood, and they're going to give possession to Lakewood with 6:01 remaining in the game. All right, if you're Lakewood's coach, what are you telling this team right now?
Well, I think you have to keep reinforcing the notion that they're not going to get this all back in one possession or with one play. You have to do what got you here, which is play good defense and get the ball down low. And that's really the key.
Kennedy Brown, just a sneaky little steal. Beautiful play by Brown on that play, coming from behind and getting the swipe, just poking it away.
And you can't do that. You can't turn it over when you have the ball.
Marlette, dead dribble, dumps it off Galloway. Galloway goes baseline. She's cut off, swings it back out to Onionware. Onionware working it around. Nice patience by Grandview again. And not sure what that call was.
Might have got Kennedy Brown for a moving screen.
Gotcha. 5:24 remaining, and Grandview continuing the pressure in the backcourt. Camilla Emsbow with the basketball. See, it's interesting. In women's college basketball, there's a 10-second call. 10-second call on Camilla Emsbow, and I was just about to say, in women's college basketball, there's no 10-second call. And in high school, there is.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I thought that was a pretty short 10.
Might have been counting by twos.
Sure.
5:10 to go in the fourth quarter, 48-32 the score. Grandview leading Lakewood. And Grandview, they're comfortable just working it around the perimeter. Lakewood in a very soft man defense. Now on the right wing is Marlette. Out high to Brown. She'll dump it off to Onionware. Onionware left elbow. Look low. Now finds her teammate opposite. And Grandview again just staying patient. Lakewood in the soft man. And when you're not forcing it defensively down 16, why hurry? V-Hill, the scoop shot, no good, but she draws a foul.
She split the Twin Towers. They were both there for her, and she made a nifty little duck move and kind of got in between them and drew the foul.
48-32 the score. Grandview leading Lakewood in the girls' 5A state championship from Denver Coliseum. 4 minutes and 36 seconds remaining. First foul shot up and no good. Do you remember your last game at the Denver Coliseum?
Yeah, on Sunday.
That's right.
And it was ugly.
It was ugly. Thank you. You're full of comedy tonight.
I call that punchy.
Punchy. Foul shot is no good. And here's where Grandview isn't pulling away. Sassy with the sassy pass, but Kira Emsbow could not finish. And the ball goes out of bounds, staying with Lakewood. So Grandview has had chances from the foul line
to pull away, really.
To completely bury him. And then Lakewood has had chances to get back in, and they can't. And so we're at this beautiful up and under move, but that's no good. That was like Bill Walton and Jack Sigma. And V-Hill tries to go coast to coast. The ball knocked out of bounds, and that will be rock, paper, scissors for that one.
They're going to say Grandview
basketball. Yeah, Camilla Emsbow had a beautiful up and under move and missed the layup. That's a move that's not used enough.
And she did it perfectly.
She really did. Tim Duncan is great at that. There's a tip and the ball stolen on the inbound.
You know, you got to say, Lakewood has played very, very good defense.
They have.
This half. They've caused a lot of turnovers, and Grandview has not been comfortable necessarily this entire half, but they've got to convert.
3:50 remaining in the state 5A championship. Sassy goes baseline, spins, misses the shot, and Grandview comes down with a rebound. Wolves are going to push it. There's a baseline pass to Jaden Galloway on the baseline. Galloway takes it all the way through the baseline and kicks it out. Driving layup, Marlette has a shot blocked but draws some contact, and she'll shoot two.
It was a tough break for Emsbow on that play, really. She was just waiting in the lane, went up, got a good block. A lot of contact. I'm not 100% sure that it was wasn't the offensive player creating the contact.
And the first foul shot from Aaliyah Marlette is up and good, making it 49-32 with 3:30 remaining. Second foul shot from Marlette is up and good. And for the Wolves, that's number two. Marlette will take a seat, and Lindsay Hudson will check in. 3:30 remaining. Big thank you to all of our sponsors who enable us to bring you these broadcasts of the 5A and 4A state championship games. Lakewood again having a little trouble, but some nice ball handling by Woodhead as she gets it into the forecourt. 3:15 remaining in the 5A championship. Woodhead with a dead dribble. Now she is in some trouble. Bounce pass out to Emsbow. Emsbow could not handle it. The ball stolen away by Davis. Davis coast to coast misses the layup, and we've got a lot of contact. That's going to be a foul on Grandview. 3:05 remaining in the girls' 5A championship. I don't think the game's in question anymore. It's just how close this game's going to be.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing for Lakewood is that they've played a good half, especially on the defensive end, but no matter what they do, they just can't seem to cut this lead, or they can't convert on the offensive side.
Woodhead quickly into the forecourt, off to Renstrom. She'll go baseline and lose it out of bounds. Just as you said, almost on cue. 2:54 remaining. Grandview 50, Lakewood 32. I mean, Grandview was on pace, what, 39 at half?
Yeah.
Grandview quickly up the court. There's a five-footer from the baseline up and good from Lindsay Hudson. 52-32, a 20-point Grandview lead. It's their largest lead of the game. Sassy Coleman spins in the lane, has the ball swatted away, and Onionware steps on the baseline out of bounds. Aaliyah Coleman and Nadia Treviso checking in for Lakewood. 2:32 remaining. Lakewood with some trouble on the inbound. And there's a five-second violation by Lakewood. And it was the girls that were subbed in that were inbounding the basketball and got the five-second call.
Yeah, and they've almost matched their turnover total for the game in the fourth quarter alone. And I think they're just, they're pressing. They're trying to figure out how are they going to cut this deficit. And that process has resulted in a lot of turnovers.
2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. Grandview 52, Lakewood 32. Now Grandview, they'll have to work a little more aggressively against Lakewood, who's trapping, and there's a three-pointer. Lindsay Hudson with the triple from the corner, and that makes it 55-32. Camilla Emsbo into the forecourt, top of the key, takes the three-pointer. It looked like it was tipped. No, it wasn't. She just missed on that one.
Might have got fouled.
I thought there was something happened to that ball. I don't.
She doesn't miss by that much.
No. Me, yes. Emsbo, no. Under 2 minutes to go. There's a nice fake by Hudson. Dishes to Onionware, who drives and is fouled on the layup, and she'll shoot two.
You know, Reno, it is amazing to watch a player like Onionware play in the paint. She's so much physically stronger than anyone else on the court. And she's not the tallest person on the court at the moment. She's just strong, has a strong base, and just coordinated with the basketball in her hand.
Her first foul shot is up and good, 56-32. Minute 51 to go, so Grandview is going to win the state championship. Second foul shot is up and good, make it 57-32.
And Grandview student body chanting MVP with Onionware at the line. And
yeah, I think that's it.
It's a pretty accurate chant.
She's got our vote, my vote, certainly. Three-pointer from Emsbo, no good. Camilla misses that one from the corner. And Grandview with the rebound. Brown scrambling with the basketball. She's like a little water bug out there.
A little chaos here late in the game.
Yeah, a lot of chaos. All right, timeout. No, we got substitutions. I want to tell you about Sportique Scooters. They're where scooters came from.
And for the Tigers,
on March 24th and March 25th, it's spring cleaning at Sportique Scooters. A one-time only sale, up to 20% off certain models. SportiqueScooters.com on South Broadway. That's SportiqueScooters.com. Minute 18 to go in the basketball game, and it's just time to run out the clock as they've emptied the benches. Cameron Brown now checking in. Each team emptying their benches, letting everybody get a little piece of playing time. There's a layup on the back door cut by Lindsay Hudson. 59-32, 1 minute remaining.
You know, the interesting thing here as we wind down the clock, Grandview is going to get hit pretty hard by graduation. Lakewood is not. They will return both of the Emsbo twins, obviously, right? But I think this is a great experience for Lakewood because they just never got over the hump, but they saw what it's going to take to come back to this place next year with basically the same team and try to get this done.
45.7 seconds remaining as Grandview has the basketball. Landry Hudson in the backcourt now in the game. Saria Serrano also checking back in. And, you know, it's a great opportunity right now. End of the game. Get everyone in. Let everyone that's worked hard all season get some playing time. There's a two-pointer from Cameron Brown. And the bench goes completely nuts. Because you know what? It's the reserves that make the starters better in practice.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that they go against. And Grandview will come away with the 5A Girls State Championship. An impressive win by the Grandview Wolves, 61-32 over Lakewood. We'll take a break and we will come back. It's Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.